Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett has led a delegation to Thailand for the 4th United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO World Forum on Gastronomy Tourism. We tell you more on this week's Tourism Roundup. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Jamaican cuisine will be on display at the 4th United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO World Forum on Gastronomy Tourism in Bangkok, Thailand. While in Bangkok, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett will participate in a cooking demonstration of Jamaican cuisine.
Guys have been excited about the prospects of Jamaica's rundown coming to compete with their rendang. And then while we were talking about it in Korea last week, the minister there said to me, so why don't we look at the two and in fact have a cook-off? I said, wonderful. We are going to have a cook-off, but we're going to do something more than that. We're going to have a cook-off, and afterwards we create a new dish,
a fusion
of rendang and rundown to get jammed down.
Mr. Bartlett and a team of delegates will also participate in a number of forums, presenting what Jamaica has been doing in driving gastronomy tourism in the country using technology.
Certainly, from our linkage network, we have developed a number of apps, one of which deals with, first of all, to identify where the supplies are through our supply directory. And the second one is to deal with being able to track where the culinary events are taking place and where also the restaurants are. So we have Blue Mountain Culinary Trail, which indicates where people can find what. And then in terms of the agricultural demand side, we have looked at a new app called Alex, which is one that connects now the actual buyers with the suppliers. So the farmers and the buyers know how to connect with each other. So all of this is creating elements of smart tourism that's going to make it easier for visitors to know what is happening in their country, to know where to get what, or more so to access it.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. Mr. Bartlett adds that Jamaica is the first Caribbean country to participate in the culinary exercise at the conference. The minister and his team will return to the island on Friday, June 1. In tourism news this week, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has announced that Carnival's newest branded ship, the Horizon, will begin calls to the port of Ocho starting October 2. He made the announcement while at the official inauguration and naming ceremony for the Carnival Horizon in New York City recently. He notes this development will help to further position Jamaica as an ideal destination for cruises. Cruise passenger visits increased by 11% in 2017 over 2016. Gross earnings from cruise passenger spending in 2017 was $179 million, up 19% compared with 2016. The second ship in the Vista class, the Carnival Horizon, is Carnival's largest ship and the 26th ship in its fleet. It is also the 102nd cruise ship operated by the brands of Carnival Corporation. In our No Jamaica segment this week, the Portland Point Lighthouse. The Portland Point Lighthouse is one of Jamaica's many national heritage sites. It has the highest tower on the island, standing at a height of 145 feet. This lighthouse is located on the summit of the Portland Ridge, near the southernmost point of the island. The tower flashes a white light every 15 seconds. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.